Well, hey, good morning, everyone. Another beautiful start to our morning here as we get you ready for the week, and that's going to be here before we know it. Kanner Aft joining you here today, and I got a couple special guests joining us here in studio today from the North Platte Jaycees. We got Danielle and Caleb talking about the North Platte Jaycees Easter egg hunt going on this weekend. But guys, first and foremost, good morning, and how are we doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing great.
We're doing well. We're excited to have you guys in studio. It's crazy to think Easter's going to be here before we know it, and we got a fun event coming up for the kiddos this weekend. So we'll kind of start with Danielle to kind of talk about what's coming up this weekend for the North Platte Jaycees and the event they're hosting.
Yes, Saturday at Cody Park. The hunt will start at 2 p.m. We are co-partnering with Viero this year to provide a community Easter egg hunt.
And then we'll go over to Caleb. Caleb, kind of talk about maybe some of the age groups for maybe some kids to participate.
From the age groups, we have four different ones. We have the 0 to 2, 3 to 4, 5 to 7, and 8 to 10 age groups.
And then for folks, do they need a pre-register? Is there registration at the event, or is there any registration at all?
Well, there's no registration part, but we do look for people to come in early so they can get registered for prizes. If you can come in at way before the event, and it cuts off 5 minutes before the event starts, which is 2 o'clock.
So if you had to say maybe for what's an estimated time would be the best for folks to show up?
Probably at least 30 minutes before.
Again, folks, the event starts at 2, so about 1:30 be the best to get there and get signed up for the raffle prizes. Again, Danielle and Caleb joining us here today. And, you know, Danielle, kind of go back to you. We always like to ask a little bit about, talk about the North Platte Jaycees talk about the North Platte Jaycees.
The North Platte Jaycees is a group of young men and women, 19 to 40. We give back to the community. We do different events throughout the year. We host casino nights for, you know, different groups, Christmas parties. During Nebraskaland days, we help serve beer during the concerts and rodeos. We just started doing the Easter egg hunt. This is the second one of the year, you know, the second one we've had. Like I said, we just try to raise funds, and we always give back to the community in any way we can.
And then you mentioned it there, the second annual Easter egg hunt. Kind of just talk about last year's. This was a good success, and it's like, hey, let's do it again.
Yeah, last year, you know, with COVID and the VFW, you know, kind of shutting down their Easter egg hunt, I thought, hey, we got to get this back up and going. So last year, it was just the Jaycees. I'm like, try to figure out how we can give back. So we organized an Easter egg hunt. Last year we had about 350 kids show up. It was great. So each year we're just trying to make it better and better. And last year Viero, they had one the weekend after, and then we're like, hey, why don't we do this together and make it even better? So that's what we're doing this year, and hope to continue every year after.
Crazy thing, 350 kids, and the goal is to always build off of that and get it to be bigger and bigger. Going back to Caleb. Caleb, just for parents who might be listening along, will there be Easter baskets provided? They need to bring their own.
They would need to bring their own Easter baskets. And then another big thing about the prizes, make sure you stay afterwards, for that's when the prizes will be drawn.
And then Caleb, kind of just give us your perspective of this upcoming event.
Oh, I think this is a great event. I'm also with Viero. We did our own last year, and it went really good for us for the time and notice we did it. And we just thought it'd be better we combine together, give better prizes, be able to have a bigger event. And that way, a lot more Easter eggs for kids.
It's always fun, especially when you can just combine, make it a heck of an event and a fun one as well. Well, wrapping up our conversation, guys, Caleb or Danielle, like any final thoughts, maybe of something that needs to be brought up or something hasn't been brought up yet?
We have about 10,000 eggs, so we have plenty of eggs for all the children. So we just hope to see you there and have a great time.
Yeah, we really look forward to it, and this is going to be a fun weekend.
Should be a fun weekend. And Caleb, one final time, give us a quick rundown where the event is, what time it starts, and when folks should be there.
Okay, the event's over at Cody Park at the softball fields. It starts at 2 o'clock. If you could be there probably about a half an hour earlier, for you can register for prizes and everything and get in your spots. And then remember to stay afterwards to win your prize. And we should go pretty good then.
Should be a fun time. Well, guys, thanks for taking the time for joining us here today. And have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, folks, we got more coming up here in just a couple minutes.